Okay, page Ayin Vesh Hey, which is Vesh Ayin Hey. On the left hand side on the bottom, we're up to the commentary. Here the Alter Rebbe is talking about, we're at this point in the Maimer, the avoda of a person in this world is to be able to be Megala, to be able to reveal within himself through this avoidus evet, the hergish, the feeling of elikus, that it's not enough for a person to rely upon what we're learning about in the last chelik of the maimer, to rely upon that makif, that surrounding light of the metzius of him being a Jew that has within him a chelik elikum imal that prevents him throughout the course of the day from doing averus, and that motivates him to keep mitzvahs. But the avoidus evet, the Rebbe explains, is only through very, very hard work to come to that madrega of ahavas Hashem, that it should be begilui, it should be revealed, that it shouldn't remain in a state of chayshich within him. So the bottom left side, you know, inin maimer v'yemlekim hiyo sharetz haisa chayshich. Val deru zehu aperish apnimi bekosev. V'haaretz haisa v'chulu v'chayshich v'chulu. V'yemlekim yehi or. And Hashem said, let there be light. V'inyin chayshich zeh b'yem rishon. When there was darkness before the Baruch Shalom created light, there was no revelation at all of Hashem's light. The next page, and afterwards the Baruch Shalom said, Yehi Or, that there should be light. Shechoshech zeh yumshach min ahelam alagilu b'sach metzias ha'olam. That from that state of concealment there would now be a gilui b'sach metzias ha'olam in this reality, in this world, in this physical world. So the Rebbe explains that that's all of our avoid in this world, is to squeeze out, to draw out the vahi or from the matzav of chayshach, to pull out the light from that metzias of chayshach. Even though to be Megala, to be able to reveal this light from the concealment, requires a tremendous amount of Avaida, which he calls Avaida Toma. Still, a person has to know that the Avaida is only an Avaida of Gilui, it's only to reveal the Elokus, to reveal the Ahavas Hashem that's naturally inside of him. It doesn't mean that you have to create something inside of you. As we spoke about last week, that doing tshuva is not something which is unnatural. The most natural thing for a Jew is to be a Jew. And all the other things, all the chayshach, is unnatural. So the Rebbe explains that we're not asking a person to create something within him, a feeling of love for God that's not there to begin with. There's nothing new. The point here is only to be Megala that which already exists, to reveal that which already exists. The Ahava Zu Yeshna Vadai Mesuteres Belev Kol Echad Miyisrael. That this Ahava, this love, is certainly Yeshna Vadai Mesuteres Belev Kol Echad Miyisrael. It's 100%, 1,000,000%, it's there already, concealed within the heart of a Jew. V'ha'adam Tzorech Rak LaGalaisa. And all of what a person needs to do is to reveal that which already exists. It's a completely different place from where a person is starting. If a person feels that something is totally foreign to me, it's not part of who I am, and he has to begin from Aleph, obviously, that's that's something which is very, very different when a person realizes that this is something which is the essence of who he is, and it's just a question of removing those things that are obstructing the choshech that is covering the or. And for this purpose, that there is a time that was given to man, 70 years, kedei lagal, average, kedei lamal biavoidazu, to be amelim in this avoid of being megala the ahava, of revealing the ahava. Zubi kol avoidas adam alei admus. Shenitna kitzvili yimei ha'adam, k'may shekosav yimei shnei senei bahem shivim shana. Yimei shnei senei bahem shivim shana, these are the days, 70 years, shebemeshach kol yimei chayev olav lamol b'avaydezu, that throughout his life the person has to work very hard in this avayda. Ki rabahi, it's very, very difficult. Sheahavas Hashem shebelev, that the love of Hashem that's hidden in the heart, but you should mamish feel it. It's always there in the pnimius alev, in the inner heart, but that it should be felt mamish in the chitzonius of the heart, and in everything that you do, you should feel havas Hashem. This is an avoda rabba. This is a very, very, very great responsibility, and it's hard work. Vinyan Shivim Shana Biya Kosav Yimeshna Sene Bohem. That's why it says Bohem Davke in the plural, Shem Chinis Vashus Arab, which means the public domain. Ubize Yuvan Diyak Loshna Kosav Yimeshna Sene Bohem. Now you understand why it says Yimeshna Sene Bohem, that the days of our lives are Bohem Shivim Shana. What does it mean Bohem in the plural? Bohem Davke Loshin Rab, Hamar Al Chayva Gashmim Shaladim. This is referring to man's physical life, because man's spiritual life is not in the plural. That's the Rishus Yochid, that's the private domain. That's one, that's total unity. It's Yimesh Nasena Bohem Davke, Loshen Rabim, Hamayra Al-Chayev HaGashmiyim Shel Ha'adam. This is referring to man's physical life, in which he's divided and dispersed, and there are a million things that are pulling him away from Hashem. Da'ilam Hazah HaGashmi, Hamalei klipos v'sitra achra nikra rishus harabim. This physical world that is filled with klipos and the sitra achra on the other side, nikra rishus harabim, is called the public domain. Lefi she'ein achdus shel kadosh baruch hu bizgalus shom, because Hashem's oneness is not clearly seen here. So therefore the world thinks that there are many, many things besides God. And therefore this world is called rishus harabim. It really, of course, is only the Rishus HaYochid. Everything is completely in Hashem's domain, and everything is God. But the world, it seems to us that there are many things besides God. Perish. B'sitra d'kedusha, Shoira Achdus Yisborach. On the side of holiness, there is God's absolute oneness. Haynu Shasham Mizgale Ha'emes. Shehu Yisborach Hu Hametzias Hamitis Shein Oid Milvado. That absolute truth, that Hashem is the true Metzias, is the true reality, and there's nothing besides Him. L'fisha Hamitis Hametzias Shekolam Nevroim Hiakoyach. Hiakoyach V'achias Eloki Haberi Mekayim Eisam. Because the true Metzias, the true reality that exists, is that. Vitality of Hashem that gives life to everything. Without that, there is no Metzias. It's only God. Therefore, the side of holiness is called the private domain, the Rishus of oneness, of unity. In truth, this entire Metzias is only the private domain of God. It's only Hashem. Yichudi Yisborach. Shein Sham El Yochid, Yichudi Yisborach. The problem is that in the physical world, the problem is that in this physical world, that is covering and that is hiding the truth, shel Elokus. Rishus HaRabim. This world is the world of Rishus HaRabim. That is, it seems to be in this world that there are many, many things that are not Hashem. Ukadesh Yuchalios Bechinas Rishus HaYachid LiYichud Yisbarach Tzarech Avoydev Yigia Rabba Kam Bechinas Madregas Ad Melayis Bechinas Shiv Mishana Ukamesh Kasaf Yimokam Acher. And in order that the world should be what it truly is supposed to be, and what it really is, that it should be revealed as a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, the Yichud Yisbarach requires a great amount of work on our parts, and there are many, many levels to this. And that's what it means. Yimeishna Seine Bahem, Hashem Yisbarach gave an average of 70 years Bahem, in what? In the Rishus HaRabim, to change the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. V'chol avaydus ha'adam shivim shona alei admus hi legalus es achdus Yisbarach. And the avoid of a person for all 70 years of his life is to be megala achdus Yisbarach, is to reveal Hashem's oneness. Sh'negeshes b'pnimius levav ha'adam ayidei hanitzaitz Eloki shabay. To be able to reveal Hashem's oneness, that a person should feel that which is bepnimius alive, that is hidden, that he should be able to, that should be something which is besayich gufay v'nafsha bahamis, that it should be felt and experienced in this physical world, in this world shehem b'chinas rishus harab, that it's a confusing world, that's a public domain that's filled with a million things that seem to be non-godly. And that a person should feel the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence in every single thing in this world. And he should feel the love and the excitement of being a Jew in every single moment of his life. In the Rishus HaRabim, that's the tachlis of creation. And by this, a person transforms the Rishus HaRabim. He brings it back to what it really, really is. It's the Rishus HaYoch, L'Yichud Yisbarach, to God's oneness. This is a tremendous hard work. Lat lat, it takes step by step. It takes a long time. Madrega ach madrega, level to level. One madrega to another. Meshach kol yimei chayav and malei shiv mishana, throughout a person's life, throughout the 70 years of a person's life. The sikum. So to summarize this section of the maimer, in yichibur kedem va'achor yachad hu, to join together in our lives, that what seems to be the paradox of Kedem, on the one hand, man's neshama preceded creation. The neshama of a Jew is higher than all of creation. And that's that place of the Rishus HaYochid, of absolute oneness and clarity, of the private domain of Hashem that preceded creation. But we also are stuck in the world of Achor, which man was created last, meaning after all of physical reality, at the end. So to bring these two together, Shebchinas Kedem Shebelev, the kedem in my heart is that part of me that preceded all of these crazy things of this world, and that's the part of me that's completely in love with Hashem and totally unified with Him. That should be the tachlis, is that should be joined together with the achor, which means that part of me that came after all of, at the end of creation, which means that part of me that's very much a part of this physical world, which seems to be separate from God. Which is the chisaynius aleiv, the chalas mal, which is the left side of the heart, the external part of the heart. V'zeu gam hateiris ala sheila shuhuv leel. Eich tia ahavas Hashem b'yetzer hara. That the question was asked, how is it possible? It says v'avtzer mechol levavcha and mechol levavcha b'shnei yitzrach. That you're supposed to love God with the yetzer hara as well. How could one love Hashem? The Yetzar Ella. Kevish Shabachol Al Yemini Shabalev Meir Ha'orim Bechinas Ahav Shabedef Shalakis Mitzad Shosh Machshav Akduma. Since in the right side of the heart there is this powerful light that is the natural love that a Jew has for Hashem, that comes from that Kedem, from that first original thought where the Neshama of a Jew is before creation, and that's a natural, that's the underlying natural essence of a Jew. because that exists within him, a person has the ability to what? To force the Yetzahara Shebechol HaSmoili to be able to cause the Yetzahara, which is the left side of the heart, which is that part that's the Nefesh HaBahamas, the animal soul, that's caught up in the Narishkeit of this world of the Rishus HaRabim, that thinks that there's a Rishus HaRabim. But that underlying essence of a Jew can cause the left side of the heart. Sheyovel Ahavas Hashem Mishnei Yetzrecha. It can bring it to have a love for Hashem and to bring the many back to one, to change the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and to love God b'shnei Yitzracha. Mishum shehara zub machshav akadum hi lamala mikol ishtashlus. Since the essence of a Jew preceded this world and came before the 6 days of creation and came before the confusion and the multiplicity of a world that has in it many things, the essence of a Jew came before all that and is higher than all of that. Therefore, it can ultimately force the lower part of who we are, that's called Achor, to agree to the Kedem, to the essence. Therefore, the Yetzirah is bottle. Ultimately, he has to submit to the Bechor, which we're going to talk about tonight, Mitzvah Rabbi Nachman, to that part of us that's called the firstborn. The firstborn part of a Jew is his essence. That's Kedem. And that loves God in a way that is infinite. The Achor part, the last part of man that came with the physical creation of man, which is the end of the 6 days of creation, is that Nefesh HaBahamas that becomes lost in this world of many. And the Rebbe Yisrael gave us Shivim Shana, and it takes a tremendous amount of work to bring our entire beings to love God. Claim Ayidei Shaladim Agalas Akesha Apnimi Shalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When a person reveals that inner attachment that he has to Hashem, that's from before creation, from that part that is called Chelak Eloka Mimal, which is that essence of God that's within us, this has tremendous, tremendous koyach, a tremendous ability to be mashpia, to influence and to transform the Yetzirah Allah Havchala Tayyib and to change it into good. And that's the tachlis of a person's life. And that's the, let's just see the kitzer. Ulam tachlis avaydis odem ilachabesh nechalolei aleiv. The tachlis is that the two sides of the heart should work with each other. Kemeshekosuv la'avdoi b'chol levavchem. To serve Hashem with the entire heart, b'chol levavchem. Shahava Zusha Bataluma Salev Vacholal Yemini, that this Ahava, which is hidden in the heart, in the right side of the heart, Tizgala Gamachal Smiley Shabbos, should be revealed on the left side of the heart as well. Lahafechas and Nefesh Bahamas, the type to transform the Nefesh Bahamas, the animal soul, into good. Amazu Yigiv Avadarabal is that Nitna Kitzvili Mea Adam Alayat Musk. We were given, since it's such hard work, we were given a time of this in this life. Kamasha Kosov, Yemeshna Sena Bahem in the plural, meaning in the physical things of this world, which is plural, 70 years. Kdei Lasas, Bahem. Lashon Rabim, Hem Gufa, Ivanafsha Baham, Shehem Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yoch, Lechida Shal Oilam. Lechida Shal Oilam. Okay, let's continue with the fourth Chelik of the Maimer. Vihine. Seder HaAvayda Tzarech Lias Tchila Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the HaAvayda, it must begin with Rosh Hashanah. Sheze HaYom Tchilas Ma'aseh HaZikar LeYom Rishon. Because it's the beginning of man's creation in this world. Now let's read that little Hakdama that he writes, which is very important for getting into the perek, into this section of the Maimer. Look in the italics, Beprokim HaKaidmim, underneath. It's a wonderful hakdama. Well, the prakim akaidim nisbar in the earlier sections of the Maamar, it's been explained. That the basic avoid of a Jew in this world, the dance of a Jew in this world, consists of two movements. Rots of a shayf. Kama hakirav, like drawing, like going up close, getting close, va'arichuk, and the distance, shabimachal, and the dance. Reish is called Tzarech Ha'adam La'ayra, Beis HaTfila. The beginning a person has to be Ma'ayra, to awaken within himself at the time of davening, is Ahavosel Hashem, the Rotzai, the running to God. His love for Hashem, Shebe Pnimis Nekudas Lavovo, that's what? That's contained in the essence of his heart, which the rights of the heart, that's the essence of who he is. To be Ma'ayra that, to awaken that during the time of davening. Lias Nichsef Havagam Kalsa Nafshal of his Baruch, to have a great longing for Hashem. Aval tachlis hakavani, but the tachlis hakavani is what? Havayde deshuv. The tachlis is not just by davening. The tachlis is v'haftas Hashem akecha b'chol levavcha, which means with all of you, b'shnei yitzracha. Lahoya gamis gufa v'nafsho b'hamis b'havas Hashem shepnimis aleiv, to illuminate even the left side of the heart, your physical body and your physical life, not just when you're in davening, not just when it's Yom Kippur, not just when it's clear, or Rosh Hashanah when it's clear. But what? Even the Nefesh of Bahamas and the Guf, b'shnei yitzrach, b'chol avavcha, to love God in everything in life. U'me'ata yachzal levar ech mekabim kerech al avaydes Hashem b'meshach kol hashana mi'am adam d'chedesh tishrei. The Rebbe is going to explain in this chelik of the Maamar how Hashem is baruch gives us koyach to serve Him throughout the year through the Yom HaTovim in the month of Tishrei. That through the Yom Taifim of Tishrei, Hashem gives us the koyach to serve Him through the entire year. And the main jump start that we get into the year, the main koyach comes to us from the Yontiv that we think is the least chashuv of all the Yom Taifim of Tishrei, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is what this Maamar is going on, the Yom HaShmini. The ikkar through Shmini Atzeres, the Jew has the koyach to what? To serve Hashem, not only by rotzah, but v'shayiv, not only when he's davening, but even when he's at work, even when he's in the public domain, to bring it back to the private domain of Hashem. This is through the Yom Tovim of Tishrei we get this koyach, particularly through Shmini Atzeres. Nekudas Ha'inyan. The site is that all the Yom Tovim of Tishrei were established along these lines of Rotzav Hashayv, running and returning. The Yom Tovim of Tishrei were designed to be mechazikos in the avoda of this dance of Rotzav Hashayv, which is why we conclude Tishrei with dancing. The conclusion of Tishrei is completely dancing. Hamayadim the Tishrei nechlokim l'shnayim. Generally, the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, divided into two. Yomim Neiroim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Zman Simchaseinu, which is Sukkos Shmini Atzeres. B'cholos Ahevdo B'neim Hu. In general, the difference between them is the Yomim Neiroim Hem Ha'avayda Derotzei. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Aseres Mitzvah Yom Kippur, those are days that are specifically geared towards Ratzai, running to Hashem, Zman Shel Rayim Musva Havdolah Min Ha'olam, a time when we become separated from the world, we become totally, totally wrapped in the Baruch Shalom's talus, and we attach to Him on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in that way of detaching ourselves from this world, of going back to that point of Kedem before there was a world, before creation. Before everything. Shaz Mesaira Pnimius Aleib Shi Yisrael, that is the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the awakening of the inner heart of a Jew, Bechinas Kedem. The Sukkos of Shmini Atzeres, on the other hand, the Avoida of Sukkos of Shmini Atzeres, he Avoida the Shoiv. Lahamshech HaKdusha B'chaim HaGashmiyim. The Tachlis Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, the Tachlis is how to bring the that light, that inner truth of the pnimius of my heart into what? Into my physical daily life. Which is why the whole Yontif of Sukkot is what? The Yontif of Sukkot here is all betevitz, all in nature. With the Arbaminim, right? The Lulav, the Hadassim, the Esrog, the Ravis, the Arbaminim, and we go outside in the Sukkah that was, that Mr. Psoil is going to Vyekov, that comes from the stuff that was cut down in the fields. The kids on Sukkot, we mamish immerse ourselves in this world. The whole Indian of Sukkot is this world. The whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah Kippur is beyond this world. It's from before, it's Kedem. It's before. The Indian of Sukkot is Davki in this world. It's the tikkun of the Nefesh HaBahamis of this world, which is Achor. Davka, the physical world. Elisha b'chol echad mehem gufer yeshkir v'richuk. But within the two general categories of Yom Neroim, Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, which is Ratzav Hashayiv, within the Yom Neroim, there's also Ratzav Hashayiv. And within Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, there's also Ratzav Hashayiv. Rosh Hashanah, small doich, erichuk. Rosh Hashanah is small doich. Rosh Hashanah is a distancing. Of Yom Kippur, it's kirev panim upanim. It's the closeness of face to face. Sukkot is kriyus erichuk. Sukkot is the bechina of shayv, of a distance, erichuk. B'shmei Atzeres, ahava v'kirev. U'kfi shi'evu l'kamen. The practice, as we will learn in this chelik of the maimer, the fichach me'amay adam the tishrei nipshach akasha kolus avaydis adam shi bechibah deratzu b'shayv meshach kolash anakula. Therefore, through the yom tovim of tishrei, we receive the koyach to serve Hashem throughout the entire year in these two ways of ratzu b'shayv. Now let's learn. V'hinei seder avaydis tzarich liyaz tchila Rosh Hashanah shezay yom tchilas masach zekal yom rishon. The Avodah of Tishrei begins with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of man's existence. Zikaron Yom Rishon. Ubechinas Rosh Hashanah, ubechinas Smoilai Tachas L'Reishi. Chazal have revealed to us that the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is, like it says in Shir Hashirim, Hashem's left arm is under my head, which is Rosh Hashanah. The left arm is under my head, is Rosh Hashanah. The left always means pushing away. The left side always means like the left side of the heart. It means a distance. It means some level of concealment. Small daicha. V'chein seder avaydas ha'adam. And so it is in the seder of the avayda of a Jew. Tchila hi b'b'chines small daicha. In the beginning, the experience of a Jew is small doicha, a feeling of distance, a feeling of separation. B'chinas richot, that I feel far away. Da'hainu shi'adama b'navsho kilu rochek b'Hashem, that a person should think in his mind and to meditate upon this, how far he is from God. Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem is Hamelech, is the King, and for a person to realize how far he is from the King. Bebchinas richud and shidam bebenafsho kilu rochek mehashem. Ukemaimer razal hei benecha kerosha. Like the Gemara says, and this is what he begins Tanya with, that a person should see himself in this respect as being very far from God, like he's a rosha. Not God forbid, I'm a rosha, but kirosha. And this is why we have all the slichas, with all of the vidui and slichas that we say before Rosh Hashanah, and all the slichas of Aseret Simei Tshuva. Lira is ba'atzma kol apchisas shabai. To see within himself all that is wrong, all that is low, all that is bad. Lira shofel be'enav. And this causes the person to be shofel be'enav, to be lowly in his own eyes. V'lev nishba v'nidke, and his heart is broken, and is humbled. because of the great distance between himself and Hashem. And particularly if a person is among those who is a murder chushbana, that he makes a cheshbon hanefesh, a person who lives with a cheshbon hanefesh of where he is, of who he is in avodas Hashem, lachshav kol hadiburim v'machshavos. If he's a person that at the end of the day thinks about all of the words that he spoke during that day, were all the words that I said good words, and all my actions, the right kind of actions, and my thoughts, a person is a murder chushbun, he lives with a cheshbon hanefesh. His heart will become broken within him, and this will humble him before Hashem. And all of this is Rosh Hashanah, and all of this is tachas, smoylai tachas l'roishi. And this gives the person, through this, the person can reach the tshuva, the true running to Hashem, and the closest and the dveikest to Hashem that comes with Yom Kippur. But let's first learn a little bit the commentary. When you say the avodah zarah yischilu Rosh Hashanah shnei yom chas masach because Rosh small tachas l'Rosh because small dark on the left hand side on page Rosh Ayin. Ches. Tchilas ha'avayda hi Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of one's avayda Hashem is Rosh Hashanah. Zman b'yis ha'olam. The time of the creation of the world. Sh'ol of ayim z'ayim tchilas masech v'idu'ad al Rosh Hashanah nema smoylai tachas l'roishi. Regarding Rosh Hashanah, it says in Zayir, smoylai tachas l'roishi. Hashem's left arm is beneath my head. Smol hi ha'avayda the smol doicha. Left always means what? Hamara matzav shel richuk melakus kedusha. It means a person feels pushed away. He feels that he's far from Hashem and far from holiness. This is the first stage in one's avodas Hashem. Shadam sarach la'ira b'leiv regish shel mirirus al hayayse rachik mehashem. That a person has to be ma'irer in his heart a feeling of bitterness that he's so distant from Hashem, he's so far from Hashem. Even though, let's say, he's doing well, and he's learning Torah well, and he has nice chavrusas and shirim, and he's mekayem the mitzvahs, despite all that he's doing and all he's accomplishing, he still sees himself, he should see the wrong that's inside of him that hasn't been repaired, and machshava dibra maaseh, thoughts, words, and actions. And heyeh b'necha kirosh. Shaltam chayev l'damas b'nafsha kilhu rochim Hashem. A person has to imagine and to understand, to see within himself as if he's far from Hashem. And these are all the viduyim and the slichas that precede Rosh Hashanah and that we say throughout the Aseret Hametzuvah. And especially if a person is a marid chushbana, someone who makes a cheshbana nefesh on a regular basis, he becomes very humbled before Hashem. V'zehu inyan avaydas Rosh Hashanah v'aseh semei tshuva. La'ira ba'atzma hergish harichuk mekadosh baruch hu. To be ma'ira within oneself a feeling of how great the king is and how far I am from serving him. Who the Hamelech is, and how I haven't even stepped closer to the King. How far I am from Him. Lo'ir ba'atzma hergish harichuk mekadosh baruch hu. Ubemele yovel de shiflus v'leiv nishba. This will bring him to a state where his heart is humbled and broken. L'chein tiktu lo'imer b'yom me'ele v'idui mislichus. Therefore, the tzaddikim are masakin that we should say during these days, all vidui and slichas, luzman cheshbon hanefesh l'tach lezu, and it's a time when a person should make a cheshbon hanefesh, an accounting of his soul for this purpose. La'asay is cheshbon im nafshay, to make an accounting, to take note. Cheshbon im nafshay mikol ha'machshobes v'adibur v'amaisim shecholfu v'arvu miyayim ha'yayis adam yamazeh. to try to remember all of the thoughts, words, and actions that the person was involved in from the time that he can remember to this day. Were my thoughts, words, and actions, were they from the side of holiness or from the side of, or God forbid, from the side of tumah? Back on top. So that's Bikur Rosh Hashanah says to me, tshuva. This feeling of distance, of small daicha, ultimately, this accomplishes the tachlis of lias tachas l'roishi, which means to lift my head up. Nesias Reish was why it's called Rosh Hashanah, to lift my head up. Nesias Reish, k'mesha kosavti b'mokam acher, Ad Shabiyam Kippur Lifnei Hashem Tetaru. It lifts my head up. This realization of distance, this feeling of Richuk, is for the purpose of lifting my head up. That I should be able to come to the Madrega of Yom Kippur, which is Lifnei Hashem Tetaru, that I finally cleanse and purify myself completely of all of those things that were wrong. Ad Shabiyam Kippur Lifnei Hashem Tetaru Lifnei Hashem. Chinas Panim Bepanim. Lifnei means that I could face Hashem. I don't have to be far from Him anymore. Lifnei means I could look at Him in the face. Panim Bepanim. The Koyach HaTshuvah Miyum Kedaliba, from what? From the Koyach of a person doing Tshuvah from the depths of his heart. Miyum Kedaliba. Ukedachsiv Miyum Amakim Kursiicha Havaya. As it says, David HaMelech said, from the depths Hashem I call to you. Ukedachsiv Bakshu panai is panecha havaya avakesh. That a person seeks to be able to look at Hashem in the face is panecha Hashem avakesh. Pchinis pnimius alev. Bakshu panai, that Hashem is telling us from the pnimius of your heart, seek my face. Da'ainu shiyeh magamosel Hashem b'teirosu b'chalev v'nefesh. That because of the distance that I felt, Rosh Hashanah says, Metshuva, a person can come on Yom Kippur to feel within him what, behold, he could feel within him that he could recognize Hashem Yisbarach's face, kivyachal. Pnim Yisalev, the inner point of the heart. Danish Shiyem Agamosel Hashem, Tarosu Bechalev, and Nefesh, Mamish. Lias Asakev Bailam Azed, their Kriris. To the point that through the rest of the year, his entire approach to this world is a way of Kriris, of coldness. Nobody gets all excited about money, and all excited about food, and all excited about other things. But his relationship with the world is a world with he relates to the world in a way of chitzainius. We'll talk more about that tonight by Likutei Moran. His whole way of looking at the world is that the world is a chitzainius. The world is the external part of my life. I have to do it. I have to eat, and I have to. But that's not the pnimius. The world becomes now the chitzainius alive. And my avoda and my connection with pnimius is with Hashem Yisbarach. So all of his business with this world becomes derech kriyus. It becomes in a cold way. Cold means he doesn't get heated up about this world. He doesn't get all emotional about this world. What does it mean by face? It's panecha Hashem avakesh. And what does it mean, bakshu panai? What does it mean, the face of a Jew? So he says, kibamokim shaliba shalom tekuu b'chalev v'nefesh. In that inyan, where my heart is completely, completely fixed, with all my heart and soul, that's what I'm thinking about, that's what I care about, that's called facing. Nikrapan, that's called the face. Is there any panim upon him? It all boils down to the question of what exactly are you facing in this world? What are you facing in this world? Do you face your boss? Do you face your food? Do you face your car? Do you face all of these things? Or do you face Hashem Yisbarach? It means you have to you have to get to work and you have to make a panos and you need a car. Okay, to say that. But you shouldn't be facing those things. When you face something, it's a simon of a deep connection. When you look at somebody in the eyes, it's a feeling of trying to have a relationship together, of a certain depth, that's mimamakim. One should not be facing his car. You know, like the, forgive me for stereotyping, like, you know, like the guy in Bensonhurst on Sunday morning, you know, shining up his car and hugging and kissing and taking pictures with the kids, you know, in front of the car. I don't mean to generalize this. Obviously, a disgusting stereotype. And I'm sure that's only around 80 or 90%, not everybody. But that person is facing his car. He's facing his car. And even to face the people that you love. Here, of course, we're going to learn when a person serves Hashem b'shnei yitzrecha, and everything becomes part of one's avodas Hashem, but not separate, not the Rishus Rabbim, not even to love a wife and children, not even to face a wife and children, pnimius alive, only as part of one's avodas Hashem, but not part of this world. This world, a person, and things of this world, a person has to keep his head on the side. You turn on the side, you don't look at it eye to eye. This world, there doesn't have to be any eye contact with this world. Only when a person's on a madrega, he's able to lift these things up to Kedusha, which we're learning about, b'shnei yitzrecha, but stam, a person should not be looking at this world in any kind of an intense way. That's why if something goes wrong at work, you don't get crazy about it. But if you're looking at work eye to eye, and your boss turns away from you, then you get very upset. Because you're looking to see your boss's eyes all the time. And now your boss has turned his eyes away from you. So you're not this number one boy, you know, in the office. Aye, so now your whole life is destroyed. Because all you look for is your boss's eyes. And if your boss turns away from you, so then you're lost. But the emes is that you shouldn't be looking at your boss in the eyes. You shouldn't be looking in the eyes. Everything in this world is b'derech kriyus, is in a cold way, is in a side way. It's a b'derech and not a chadchila. That's how a person looks at this world. Yes, I'm talking about the derech kriyus. Ki b'makim shalibu shalot tekuah b'chol leiv v'nefesh nikra b'chinas panim. That's the meaning of panim b'panim. That's what it means to face the Baruch Shalom face to face. That my eyes are Einei Hashem al Yireyev. That the eyes of a Jew should always be looking for Hashem's eyes. That's what it means, panim upon him, face to face. She kol pnimius liba v'napsharak lepnimius v'tzanius baruch, that all he wants from the depths of his heart, from the innermost point of his heart, is just to fulfill the inner will of God. Pnimius v'tzanius baruch. Masha'enken ala hipoch. The opposite of that is kipon alay ayref. It's when a person turns his neck, the back of his head to Hashem. Shapaynim la Hashem lemitzvoisa bebchinas kriyus. This person, when he's at work, yes sir, whatever you say, sir. And during his lunch break, he's talking about nuchas bainus, about how he could make himself ahead at the firm and how he could make his boss happy. That's all he thinks about. And when it comes to his food and it comes to his car, everything's with what? Everything's with ponim upon him. He's always facing his car. He's always facing his work. He's always facing. But when it comes to mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, b'chinas kriyus, it's cold. He can't keep his eyes open. There's only 15 minutes earlier Friday night when the person's having his kugel, it's panim upon him. The kugel's panim upon him. I face the kugel with all my eyes. I look at this kugel straight in the eyes and I say, I love you. And I eat this kugel and I'm wide awake. 15 minutes later, when after benching, he takes out a chumash to look at the parsha, he can't keep his eyes open. So if you want to say, I'm tired, that's true. How could there have been such a dramatic change in your physiology over the past 15 minutes? How did that happen? By the kugel was 15 minutes before, dessert was 2 minutes before it was dessert. Okay, the kugel, you could say, was earlier. The dessert was 2 minutes before. And then he closes the bench, he says, V'rachas amay b'shalom. I said, oh, okay, we might have said a little bit. This time of the year, it's talking about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
if you marach 9 o'clock is suda, okay, that's not late. If it would be something from this world, you'd still be holding panim upon him, right? With the whole hard week that you had, it would still be panim upon him. If it was anything of this world, it would be panim upon him. But then when you take out the chumash, all of a sudden the Baruch Shalom says, "I panolei ayirif." All of a sudden, you're not looking at him anymore. You're not looking. It's the back. You're not facing the kul giyuv panim upon him. The dessert panim upon him. 2 minutes after that, when it comes to chumash, so you look at the pasuk and it says in the pasuk, "No vayeshev yakaris, vayeshev yakaris uliyada." I read the same thing last year. So Baruch Hashem, Yaakov is still okay. And I know the end of the story was that it worked out. And he starts to feel sleepy, right? Can't hold. So he looks inside, let me see a little bit of Rashi. It was Rashi a little bit in the Ramban. It says here a little. Chama Kaddish, you know. Can't keep his eyes open. Can't keep his eyes open. That's what it means. Shapaynim LaHashem LaMitzvayis B'Bchinas Kriyus. When it comes to things of this world, it's panim upanim. It's with the chamimas. It's with warmth and energy. And when it comes to things of the Baruch Shalom and your relationship with Hashem, Hashem cries out, "Ponu Eli Arif." You turn the back of your head to me. The back, the Arif. That's how you look at me. That's how you treat me with your Arif from behind. Not kedem, not eye to eye. The Baruch Shalom wants when we do mitzvahs, the mitzvahs should be mitzvahs, panim upon him. Now, avodah should be panim upon him. And this world should be, until a person brings that into his avodah, certainly this world is a world, but a person should be in this world, kriyus. And that's the ma'aseh by the Rebbe Bezushi, when that guy said in the inn, "I love pepper," and the Rebbe Bezushi went crazy and said, "You love pepper and I love Hashem." Rebbe Bezushi started dancing the table and turned over the whole table, and the Baruch measurements got dirty, you know. The Rebbe Bezushi said, "You love," because the Balabas, when he was serving the meal, said to Rebbe Bezushi, "Do you want some pepper?" And Rebbe Bezushi said, "No." So the Balabas said, "Really, I love pepper." And then the Rebbe Bezushi and the Baruch measurements says, "Oh, no." And the Rebbe Bezushi sat back and his eyes started turning into, his eyeballs went into his head and it was white. And then he jumped on the table and he started to dance on the table and said, he says, "You love pepper, I love the Baruch Shalom." And that's the real question. What do you love? You love pepper, do you love the Baruch Shalom? And you could make believe like this, like that a little bit, you know, so you could shake a little bit by davening and close your eyes a little bit, but it comes out, you know, in the course of the day. It doesn't take more than 5-10 minutes, like after dessert, till you find out, what are you really facing? What are you really facing? What are you really looking at? You know? Do you get more worked up over some politics or some Lashon Hara at work or some basketball or football or baseball scores? Or Lahavil over a Blat Gemara, Rashi Taisis? What are you facing? So the Baruch Shalom says, Panu Alei Ayrev. The Navi Yirmiyah says, Hashem is crying that we're not facing him. Because when you do something, that's what the Tanya says, when you do something bi'ahava, with cheshek and rotzen, it means facing something. In the same way that there are many wives that are crying out, panaleo, if he doesn't face me, and their husbands are crying out, she doesn't face me. Our relationship is not a relationship of panim upanim, it's panim alayr, if it's achar b'kether, achar b'achar, it's not face to face. Upanim alachar, but we're not facing each other. The Baruch Shalom says that's when a person's avodas Hashem is bekriyus with coldness. That's panolei ayrif, and the whole inyan of Elul coming to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Baruch Shalom says, "Bakshu panai." Hashem says, "I want you to look. Try to look at me in the face. Turn around and look at me in the face." Let go of the car of work of it. Look at me in the face. Panuelai. And then a Jew says, "Es panecha Hashem avakesh." I'll try. Rabbi Shalom, "Es panecha Hashem avakesh." I'm going to try to look at you in the eyes. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. So in a person, what the Rebbe says is that the avoda of Rosh Hashanah Be'ikr is the person cries out and is brokenhearted. about how he wasn't, the whole year he turned away from the king. He wasn't facing the king. When he comes to Yom Kippur, it's Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Then a person is able to look at Hashem in the eyes in Yom Kippur. And the Baruch Shalom is able to say, welcome home. But that's Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Lifnei is a lashon of Pnei. That you're able to look at Hashem as Baruch in Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Right, we're going to have to pick up on the Peirush beginning from Bechinas Smol Deiche. That's where we're up to.